This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Quibi, the streaming service whose name stood for Quick Bites, is biting the dust after just 6 months in existence. Quibi created short shows meant to be watched on mobile phones, and it had so much going for it. Nearly $2 billion in funding. It was started by Hollywood legend Jeffrey Katzenberg and led by Meg Whitman. It had A-list talent, but in the end, it was a flameout. Marketplace's tech host Molly Wood has more.
The money was obviously there. The marketing was there. But it's true that it was terrible timing to have to launch this product, which was meant to be mobile only, mobile first, into a pandemic when people simply are not commuting, they're not going to the gym, they're not watching content on their phones as much as they would be if they were legitimately on the go. And when you're already facing a really steep uphill climb in terms of competition and cost, you cannot afford any setbacks. But in other ways, it's kind of sad. It shows how hard it is to disrupt these big incumbents. Even when you have a staggering amount of money, big name talent, Hollywood power, and tech expertise. But you know, this is a week when even Netflix reported slower subscriber growth because there is just so much competition out there. Quibi just kind of launched into a wood chipper.